listening to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit livingthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode 237 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and my good pal, Sean Orford,
who's... You hesitated then, you said, with good pal.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do another stage cough. We've been stage coughing away, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
Getting that's about
it's the time of year.
Yeah. We put a lot of effort into this show, including...
Stage coughs.
Pre-recording stage coughs. Happy Christmas, Sean.
And Happy New Year.
This is going out on tomorrow, which is the 21st. 22nd tomorrow?
21st. Which is the solstice.
Ah, yes, exactly. So the nights will be getting
perfect.
Shorter. Yeah. Finally, I'm getting sick of these dark rides home from work.
Yeah, yeah. So it's good. End of the dark, beaming the light.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about kind of looking back on the year and some of the perhaps more negative things that may have happened to us this year.
Well, looking at the things we want to let go of.
Yeah.
And we don't want to hold on to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There is hope. It's a hopeful podcast, this one.
Yeah, woo!
As always. Yeah. Livingthepresent.co.uk is our website. Take a look for all the show notes and links. Stick your email address in the box and we'll send you out weekly alerts. And you'll also get a discount code within once you do sign up for our book, Living the Present, which I don't think we could get it to you in time for Christmas now.
But you could get the digital version.
Digital version, for sure.
Just like that.
In an instant. Yeah. But yeah, that's in there as well. How are you doing? What have you been up to, Sean?
I've spent most of this month in Qatar. So I'm just back, really.
Yeah, you're definitely back. I can confirm.
You can see me, yeah. It takes me a week or two to get back in. It's like I'm still waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, which is my getting up time there, with the time difference. And also, my chest and sinuses are full of building dust because they're building the whole of Doha, and also the silica from just the sand generally in the air. And it takes me time to get that out of my system. So like the coughing thing and the eyes and the nose kind of stuff all go with that.
Ah.
It takes me a while to get over it. But I'm getting there.
But you're
it's
there.
Good. So, well. And I'm here, but I'm playing catch-up because things like Robert bought me an advent calendar, which happened to be 24 bottles of beer.
So yeah, I'm looking at it now. Amazing.
Yeah, and the problem was that I was 16 days behind, so I've got to play catch-up now. Catch-up on
So do you open those in the morning and have a quick bottle?
No.
I'm drinking one right now, I can confirm.
Yeah, you're drinking day six.
Shout out to Belhaven Brewery, Scottish Ale. It's got it's rich, nutty and smooth. 5.2%.
And I'm on the Andwell Brewing Company, King John.
I'm not a huge ale guy, but I did do... In Liverpool, there's a restaurant bar called The Clubhouse in Liverpool One, and they do drink masterclasses, so I went on one for my brother Stag too. It was a British ales masterclass, so a guy kind of runs you through how it's made, and then you get to sample a few ales over a couple of hours, and by the end of it, we were all pretty gone. But it was actually really... It was really interesting as well, but... It gave me a kind of enlightenment.
Did it get more interesting the more you drank?
It definitely did. But at the end, I think we just all poured them all into one big bowl and just kind of put a straw in and off we went. But I was there again on Saturday, actually. No, Friday night. Had our office night out with the guys. Right. That's one of the highlights of my year, has been getting really settled into our office in Birkenhead. It's a really cool spot down there. And we've all got our own little companies, but...
Mm.
It's a good little clan. We celebrate it in style on Friday.
Yeah, they're all nice guys, aren't they? It's good.
Yeah, a good bunch. Yeah. So we let our hair down on Friday night, and shout out to the Beehive Pub in Liverpool. It's opposite McDonald's, just outside Liverpool One. It's a proper downbeat, dirty kind of pub that I've walked past hundreds of times and thought I'm never going in there, but ended up in there.
Was it good?
It was brilliant. Yeah. Just sat by this crazy family of. Liverpoolian women of like daughters and granddaughters, and just had a right old laugh with them. It was a hoot. But should we crack on with this show?
I think we should.
It's Christmas,
but it will be,
which is exciting.
Yeah,
but it's the perfect time, isn't it, to look back on the year that has been.
I, for me, if you come away from the religious connection of Christmas, which I get why people do that, but it's the solstice, which is the 21st, and the Christian message kind of hooks into this, because the idea is that it's the end of the darkness and the beginning of the light. Yeah, so like the idea of the birth of Christ is like the beginning of the light,
yeah,
or the enlightenment, and the solstice is the same thing, because we get to the end of the longest night, the dark time, and then we start, the nights are getting shorter, the days are getting longer, we're moving back into the light again. And that, to me, is a really powerful symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
especially up in the Northern Hemisphere, up here, way
back there. Yeah,
quite there. Yeah. I wonder, in Qatar...
Well, it just moves a little bit. It's weird, you know, because the issue...
They don't change the clocks or anything.
No, they don't bother to do that. And there's no twilight. So it's light and then it's dark, or it's dark and then it's light.
Mm.
Whereas we have this long period of twilight that can be several hours before it actually goes dark.
You know, yeah.
Especially in the summer.
Oh, yeah, big time. I know, but at the caravan up in Northumberland, there's no street lights where we are at all, so... I'm always wanting to go out and look at the stars, you know, but I have to wait till like 11:30 midnight till it's really dark at that time of year, because it just takes forever.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Pretty good dark.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. No, I am looking forward to the nights starting to get a bit shorter.
Yeah.
No, it's still going to be cold for a while, isn't it? But
yeah, I always think you've got to get through February before it starts to get warm again.
Yeah.
You know, and February can be the coldest month of the year sometimes.
Yeah, but it does bring its psychological issues, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you get all the depressive issues that happen in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for me, if it's been a really bad, dark winter, come February, then the people queuing outside the door about depression is huge.
Really?
Yeah, that's whole kind of sad syndrome, vitamin D dropped and people getting down.
Yeah.
You know, not good. But the thing about this podcast now is about... At Christmas, we have the opportunity, because it's the end of the darkness, to look back on the previous year and to process what that darkness is,
mm-hmm.
and all the negative things in it, because we don't want to take them forward to the next part, which is the new year, which is looking forward and projecting into the year that's to come.
Yep.
So that the issue now is about... How do we let go of the negative past, and what is it that we let go of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Hopefully, it hasn't all been bad for most folks. But
no.
even you, bright and chirpy, you and I will have had little parts of our year that we can learn from and leave behind and all that.
But the thing is that the good bits we want to focus on and carry with us.
Yeah.
The bad bits we want to let go. So, like, what you feed grows, what you starve dies. We don't want to be feeding the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to carry with us, we don't want to take the weight of that negative with us, we want to leave it back in the past.
Yep.
Yeah, let go of it, don't want it, done. Yeah, take the positive with us into the future, because if we're going to have a good new year, and 2018 is going to be amazing, then it's going to be amazing because we're actually in it, and we're living in it, and we're not stuck in the past.
Yep.
Yeah? So are you going to have a good 2018?
For sure.
Yeah.
But it's all right for me and you, isn't it, man? We got it made, haven't we? What about the people that are screaming at their earphones now, or their speakers, it's all right for you. You don't know what I've been through. I'm looking at this list of... We've got... These are kind of national, international kind of events that have happened this year. Because the news has been pretty crazy. I'm guessing it always has been, actually. I was actually watching an interesting documentary last night about 60s US politics, and there was two prominent kind of philosophers, writers, that Gore Vidal...
Yeah.
And some other guy, I can't remember the other chap's name, they did this series of 10 debates during the Republican conference in 66.
Mm.
And it was amazing, actually. They were just talking about the exact same things that we're talking about these days in terms of levels of crime and kind of sexuality being on show too much, that kind of thing. It was amazing, actually.
Mm. So,
things have always been crazy, but this year, yeah, we obviously had Mr. Trump doing his thing.
Yeah.
British politics has been all over the shop, and then we've had some serious terror attacks in the UK.
Yeah.
Manchester bombing, a couple of London attacks, and Grenfell Tower as well, which is absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
So what about the people that may have been directly involved in those and saying, it's all right for you, how am I going to forget about that?
Well, you never forget it, but the issue is about letting go, because memory is a physical construct, like a scaffold, but the emotions that we... place on it. I suppose if you think about the memories of being like the bones of a skeleton, that's the memory stuff, and the emotions are the meat that goes around the bones. Yeah, you can change that. You can't change the bones, but you can change the other bit.
Okay.
So that the issue is like, yes, for lots of people. I've worked with two families that were in the Manchester bombing, and thankfully none of them were killed, but they all sustained post-trauma from that. And they saw things that people don't want to see, kind of stuff.
Yep.
But that's not the point. The point isn't what happens to us. It's the Epictetus thing about... it's not what happens, it's how we respond to it that's important. Yeah, and yes, OK, this year a lot of bad things have happened for a lot of people. A lot of good things have happened for a lot of people. Now, the good things we want to feed, and the bad things we want to not deny... We want to acknowledge and process, but we want to let go of our negative attachments, our negative emotions. We don't want to drag those with us into the next year, not even where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be true for loads of things. I mean, this year, the most profound thing, in my life will be the fact that Mally died. Mally Moore.
Oh, yeah. Mally, the neck.
And Mally was a big soul. She took up a big space in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, when people like that go, they leave a big hole behind them. And I know at Christmas, her laugh in the background would be missing. It'd be a sound that's not there.
Yeah, wow.
And I think things like that, it's acknowledging it and processing it and maybe celebrating the life stuff rather than mourning the death.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward positively into the next year rather than taking anything negative with us.
Yeah, because you can still remember that laugh, can't you?
Yeah.
You still, anytime, you can flick the switch and hear it again, can't you?
Yeah. I should have recorded it.
It'll be out there somewhere, probably on a video or some kind of audio file.
Yeah.
Hunt it down.
Yeah.
What about forgiveness then? I should know this. Step one in the Living the Present book is forgiveness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is a really tricky one, I remember, from the course for people to start off with.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal because when we get into the concepts of forgiveness, it feels like we're justifying what someone else has done. If someone else has treated us badly and we say we're going to forgive them, it's like saying that what you did was all right. No, it's not. That's not what we're saying. But that's what it feels like at the beginning. Once you start to process that and work with it, what we're doing is we're actually saying to the person, you've done bad things. I acknowledge you've done bad things, but I don't want to carry your bad things with me.
Mm.
I want to give them back to you. You deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. You deal with it.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? I mean, it makes sense. Perfect sense when you say that, but you hear about people's stories and what they have to forgive people for sometimes, like when you're talking about terrorist attacks or that kind of thing, or the Grenfell Tower.
Yeah.
People that have, you know, or companies that have cut corners when they shouldn't have, how can you forgive that kind of thing? But
Grenville Tower was really weird. We were in London a few weeks ago and we parked up by there and you got this awful monument sticking up in the sky, this horrible burnt tower.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the stuff about the support they've been doing. They've got a team of a psychology team that are going out in 100-yard circumferences away from the tower, checking out how people have done and how it's affected them. And they found post-traumatic stress disorder like a couple of miles away from the tower, people that were affected by it, because it's so... the way that it's constructed around, everything's so close together, it's hard not to be affected by the fact that you've got this tower, which is like a torch burning.
Yep. You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I mean, in some ways I want to go and see it just so I can, you know, not anything morbid or anything like that, just to kind of experience it and, I don't know, what could come from that, but do some good from it, or...
I think there's something, not in a voyeuristic way,
yeah,
but there's something about being able to witness something. I suppose it's a bit like going to a Holocaust site, which isn't logically like a good thing to do. But actually emotion is quite powerful. I went to Bergen in Germany, Bergen-Belsen, where Anne Frank died.
Yeah.
And that was a horrendous place. Yeah. And I can't say that it was a good experience going there, but I'm glad I did it.
Mm.
What's that?
Yeah, one of the biggest things that had an impact on me this year was, and it'll be out, I did mention it in the show at some point, I witnessed a guy die in the river.
Yeah, cool.
On my way to work.
Yeah.
And it still sticks with me now. I cycle that way, you know, 50% of the time, every morning.
Mm.
If I'm on, you know, on that route. And still, every time I cycle down there, I still kind of, I can hear the noises that I heard that morning. And there's still kind of this memorial flowers there and all that for him. So I wouldn't say it's had a huge psychological impact on me, but still.
But it's there. It's part of that tapestry that creates who you are.
Yeah, I know, but it's weird how you say it. In some ways, it's kind of, I'm almost not addicted to going down past it because I could avoid it every single day, but I go that way almost because I want to remember in a weird kind of way, and I don't know why. But I guess it's similar when you go and see something like Grenfell Tower or some Holocaust museum like that. You take some kind of weird lesson from it, don't you?
Hmm. To just stand there in the local community right next to Grenfell Tower and just look at it and to appreciate, A, what happened, the people that were in there and what happened for them,
yep,
but also how extraordinary the emergency services are, and the fact that when we're in trouble, these guys put their own lives on the line to come and help us, you know, whether they're coast guards, firemen, policemen, ambulance guys, whatever. You know, it's incredible what people are prepared to do for others.
Yeah, likewise with the terror attacks in Manchester and London.
Yeah.
And what have you.
Everyone's running away from it, and all the emergency services are running towards it.
Yeah, they're terrible things, but you hear these amazing stories come from them as well, don't you? Which obviously you would never wish any of these upon people, but it's good to be reminded every now and again that we've got each other's backs and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But when we review the year, I did a mindfulness course earlier on today, and what we did was we did what I see as a Christmas meditation. So what we do was we actually went back to what was happening last Christmas, and then we gradually came forward through New Year and then through each month as people were reviewing internally what was going on for them.
Yep.
So that doing that kind of review, it takes a little bit of time, but you work your way through thinking about and observing from that mindful point of view the things that have happened, the things that have been good, things that have been bad. One thing is when you do that kind of process is things jump out at you that you'd forgotten about. Like, oh, yeah, remember that.
Yeah.
And there is very much a practical issue of when you have got your pile of negative stuff and your pile of positive stuff, but the negative stuff you want to get rid of, and how do you do that? Which takes us back to the live in the present and the step one stuff.
Yep.
But actually consciously going through that process, maybe at the end of each year. I mean, when you do the recordings on the site where you do the morning focus and the evening review, we're doing that very thing.
Mm.
The morning focus is like what we need to do at the beginning of the year, and the evening review is what we need to be doing at the end of the year.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, what is it that's useful about this year that I can learn from? What is it that I need to discard so it's not baggage carrying it around? And what is it that I need to embrace and really enjoy and love and carry with me into the future?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
All right, yeah, I like that. I've just been thinking about the whole forgiveness angle as well, and how I can kind of... two things I wanted to mention. Like, I've got obviously two little boys that take up a big chunk of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of raised them, and they've grown another year all each this year, which is a bit crazy. But I'm trying to teach them about forgiveness, or thinking now how I can. Because whenever they're two little lads, so they play together great most of the time, but every now and again one will do something and the other one will snap and lash out, or they'll get in a massive little tizzy with each other. And instinctively what I'll say to one of them, usually it's Jacob that's done something a bit naughty to his older brother because he thinks he can get away with it, is I'll go to William and I'll say, oh no, I'll go to Jacob, sorry for doing the naughty thing, and I'll say sorry, Jacob, and I'll make him say sorry to William. But maybe what I should be doing is going to William and saying, forgive him.
maybe he needs to do both.
I'll do both.
Yeah, I mean, I think that forgiveness is much easier if the person is repentant for what they've done.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that Mandela did in South Africa, wasn't it? He did the truth and reconciliation thing, where if you came along, you were prepared to admit what you'd done, then you could get forgiveness for that.
Yeah.
Which is one hell of a task. That's a big one. And in some ways, it's hard to have one without the other. Although you can forgive or forego or let go, whichever word you want to use, of the attachment to someone else's negativity, you don't have to carry it around. Yeah, that's the choice that mindfulness gives you. Do I want to do this? Do I want to do this? Do I want this in my life? Do I not want this in my life?
Yeah.
That's the choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been trying to practice it when I cycle to work, because 2 or 3 times a week on my way to work, I'll have a close shave with the car. And you almost always I've seen it coming a mile off, because you've got to be really alert when you're on the roads, and I'll see a car coming downhill, maybe you're coming to a junction, I'll kind of assume that the car hasn't seen me, or the person in the car hasn't seen me, but I'll still, approach the car, and I try and practice forgiveness by not, because it's so easy, even when you're driving, isn't it, to get riled and to slam the horn on and beat your horn or to shout something at the person. It's just the same when you're riding a bike, so I try not to lash out, and usually when I don't, I kind of get a hand up, like a gesture saying, oh, sorry, because most of the time people either haven't seen me or they're just maybe not aware of the rules about how much space you should give a cyclist, that kind of thing. So I'm trying to make a conscious effort not to be one of those angry cyclists.
Yeah.
I say when I'm a driver as well, because it's so easy, isn't it, to be an angry driver, honking your horn all the time. And
it depends on that. You can use your horn as a way of getting someone to wake up to what's going on.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah, the lights change.
Yeah, as opposed to cussing and swearing. Positive, negative.
Yeah.
So I have a quote here that I want to say, which is, holding on is believing that that there is a past, right? That's the holding bit. Letting go, which is the forgiveness, is knowing that there is a future. Yeah. And I like that as a quote, because it was Daphne Rose Kingmar said that.
Good on you, Daffers. Yeah. Good on you, Daphne.
But that idea that when you're holding on to the past, you're acknowledging that the past exists, aren't you?
Yeah.
Whereas when you let it go, you're allowing yourself to create a future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bit. And all of us now listening to this are at that magic moment. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is that solstice. It's the end of the darkness, the beginning of the light. What are we going to do? Are we going to carry the darkness into the light?
Mm.
Are we going to make the decision to go, no, okay, I'm not going to carry any bitterness or hatred or any negativity with me. I'm going to let it go.
Sure.
Yeah. How much nicer the place would be, the whole world would be, if everybody did that.
Can you imagine? I know, but it all starts just by taking personal responsibility for it.
Yeah. We're all like little bricks in the wall, aren't we? But if enough of us embrace something, then it changes the shape of the wall.
Yeah.
You know?
We all have a choice, don't we?
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the future next week, aren't we? We're going to be sort of talking about looking forward.
Yeah, because it's been New Year next week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you got any resolutions? Yes, that you know you're going to be laying down? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be even more handsome next year than I am this year.
Impossible. Okay, we'll come on to that next week. Do you want to mention anything else this time? Or
I'm good. What I'm saying to everybody is, and it's not an evangelical statement, if you want to change the world, the easy way to change it is let go of your negative stuff and focus on the positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you do that now, the effect on everybody around you will be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And tell your friends as well.
Yeah, get them all doing it.
Get them on board.
Yeah.
This little ripple will turn into a huge tsunami.
Yeah, tsunami. Woo!
Okay, what's your resource, Sean?
My resource is, unashamedly, it's Back to Live in the Present. It's the book. If you haven't read it, read it. And you need to do step one.
Yeah.
If the whole world did step one, we could change a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
Let's just let go of this negative association we have with so much stuff. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you got to do the work to do it.
Yeah, but it's worthwhile, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'll thank us for it, I promise you.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out of my resource to Shelter, the charity, because I was in Liverpool Friday night and a grand old time. But I couldn't help but notice when I was going between bars and pubs that there were a huge amount of homeless people out, and I used to go out all the time in Liverpool, you know, every Saturday night for like 5 years, 6 years, and I never remember seeing that many homeless people.
It's awful.
Now, so
it is awful.
The rumours are true, aren't they? It's we got a real problem on our hands, really.
Yeah.
We all need to take responsibility for it, I think.
Yeah.
And I got a tweet earlier on today, a text message from Shelter. I must be on their mailing list somehow to just donate a bit, a dosh, because apparently a lot of homeless kids at the moment as well, like a crazy number of homeless children.
The two things that have hit me recently is the amount of people that are living on the street that are actually working.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually working, doing jobs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Flipping heck.
Yeah. But the jobs aren't paying them enough money to enable them to get somewhere to stay.
Mm.
That is absolutely appalling.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah? Isn't it?
The other thing is the amount of young people on the street, you know, young women in their teens and their 20s, and without being sexist, women are more vulnerable out there than males. We may all be vulnerable, but I think women are more vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a bad one for me as well.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah, so go to shelter or just Google wherever you're from and find a homeless charity or some kind of, maybe some kind of centre that helps people out and just...
Mm.
Give them a bit of dosh or something, or go down and help. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy?
Yeah. That last bit leaves me a bit, like we need to be doing something, and I'm not sure what we need to do.
Yeah.
But we need to do something.
We do.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. We'll have to think, but we'll get there, I think.
Yeah.
We are getting there as a species. It's just, it's hard to. So if you switch on the news sometimes, it's hard to see, but.
But generally in my life, I am a happy man. I'm having a good time.
Likewise. All right, Sean, I will see you next week.
Yep.
Before the New Year podcast special.
Woo! You take care.
See you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye.